Concepts include a new veterans memorial, an indoor Columbus Zoo facility, and a new neighborhood. Columbus Downtown Development Corporation President and CEO Guy Worley says the first step will be to narrow the river to create more green space.
It's chocolate brown. It doesn't flow. It's a sedimentation pond, and the sediment basically backs up 2 miles. So we are going to remove the Main Street Lowhead Dam, and what we're intend to do is we're going to be dredging the river, we're going to be taking the sediment out of the river, and we're going to recreate the river's edge back to the way it originally was. We're going to create a river that naturally flows again. It's going to have pools and riffles, pools 14 to 18 feet and riffles 4 to 6, so it'll start to flow again, which will enable it to clean itself. So that effort will start this fall, and what you will see when this project is done is 33 new acres of green space. You'll see a new arboretum, a riverfront arboretum, with up to 1,000 new trees along our riverfront. And this will be our central park. In addition to the green space, there'll be connecting bike paths to the north to the Olentangy bike path. There'll be connecting bike paths to the side of Audubon.
The Downtown Development Corporation has been considering revitalization efforts for the area since April of last year. Worley says input came from nearly 100 stakeholder meetings and more than 450 comments. Guiding principles, he says, were to complement and enhance COSI, the historic Franklinton neighborhood, and also to make over Veterans Memorial. The new vets will have a more open look. While having some traditional elements, it will also serve as a welcoming place for military members when they return from service. Former U.S. Senator and astronaut John Glenn chaired the committee considering changes to the facility. Glenn, who also flew missions in World War II and Korea, says he sees the new Veterans Memorial as having another lasting benefit.
As the opportunity to let our kids have an appreciation, our kids, not just other people in the community, not just our peers, that let the kids appreciate not only the things that happened, the sacrifices that were made, but an appreciation of this country and what they can do in turn in their lives. And to me, that is, to me at least, a more important part than just putting up something that honors we who are veterans. If we can pass along that kind of appreciation to our country and inspire our kids, inspire, not just educate, but inspire our kids to do something in their own time, not necessarily military, not necessarily war. We hope we don't get into more wars. But if we can inspire them to feel a feeling of country, of being a part of something bigger than themselves, because of this and because of this experience, then that's something that I think is very, very worthwhile and more important to me than just having a new building.
On the southern end of the 56-acre site will be an indoor zoo attraction. Columbus Zoo and Aquarium President and CEO Tom Stolf explains.
It's an aquarium. It's a rainforest. It's an education facility. It's a stage for animals and having presentations so you can get up close and personal. It's a place to play and to look at the wild wonders of the world. Some of us have traveled around the world and we've had the opportunity to see amazing places, but not everybody gets that chance. So we feel that we can build a facility here that will give people an opportunity to enjoy the wild wonders of this world.
Worley says there will also be a new neighborhood and mixed-use development linking East Franklinton with the river.
We're going to build up to 1,200 residential units and associated neighborhood retail. So there'll be restaurants, there'll be boutique shops, and then you go from not just having cultural institutions, but having an entire mixed-use development in a cultural district, which will make cultural institutions, as we know, they close around 5 or 6 o'clock, David. We want that economic impact, and we want this to be a neighborhood that is going to be 24/7. So the overarching plan is it's a mixed-use development, a new Veterans Memorial, a new zoo amenity, new parks, new riverfront, residential, and retail.
Officials admit that plans have come and gone, but Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman says this framework finally meets the area's potential.
The truth of the matter is plans are only as good as their ability to be executed. And you have seen in Columbus that when we create a plan, we do it. And we're going to do it here as well. And so you see a theme that has developed for the West Bank. And that theme is that we want to promote children. We want to promote family. We want to promote our country. And we want to promote service. We want to promote our city. And you combine that with living, parkland, and neighborhood retail, all you can say is, wow. And it's good for every part of our city, every citizen in our city.
The plans offered no cost estimates. The Wexners have pledged $25 million to the Veterans Memorial Project.